Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. Welcome to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. I'm joined by my third partner, Andrew Masson. Faisal out of town this week. We hope he's having a good time on vacation with his daughter. We've got an interesting show this week, Andrew. A couple of neat things we're going to be talking about, a little bit about the healthcare bucket. You know, we've been negligent, I think, on the show, not addressing things like orthodontics, because there's a growing trend amongst people sort of 50 plus going back for other cosmetic or medical reasons, right? Yep. To have their teeth adjusted, jaw adjusted, whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that with an orthodontist and see what's what in that area. And we also want to talk about, we're going to talk about markets and volatility again, but what if it's causing you stress or losing sleep at night? You know, what can you do to de-stress? I think that'll be an interesting topic and perhaps relevant for a lot of people.
Including us.
Yeah, including us. So stick around for that that segment. That'll be interesting. Okay, let's talk a little bit about markets. We had our conference call, our client conference call, our quarterly conference call this past week with clients. And, you know, when we were preparing for that, we were preparing our comments and our research and our notes in an environment where markets, you know, were tanking, right?
Yeah.
Now, at the very end of the month, right, by the date we delivered it, they had started to move up. But there was a ton of fear.
Well, I think we have to start back. Like, remember, this has been going on not for a couple of days, but for going four and 5 weeks. This has started a while back. But more and more conversations that I've had, and I'm sure you and Faisal have as well, Dave, is really around fear. And that fear is, what's happened in the market? Am I going through another 2008 financial crisis all over again?
Yep.
And that fear and that stress level has been quite high for the people we've talked to on a general basis. But let me throw it out there. Is this 2008?
No. None of the research would indicate this is a 2008 situation. You know, and I think this is interesting. Let's just talk sort of generalities in a minute. For a minute, because I want people to understand that market volatility, especially in stocks and equity markets, right, is what we've seen in, say, the month of October is actually not. It's normal.
Well,
it just hasn't been normal for the past 2 or 3 years because we've been in an environment, and I always cite 2017 when I talk about this. 2017 on the S&P 500 index had the lowest amount of volatility in history.
That's correct.
The worst peak to trough fall in 2017 on the S&P 500 was 2.5%. Mm-hmm. That's abnormal. But we kind of got used to that.
Well, it's abnormal in the fact that it was only once, too, peak to trough.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not uncommon to have two, three, and sometimes four falls within a 1 year cycle.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course we've had two of those, right? But a 10% equity market pullback is anything between 0 and 10% is a blip, right? We don't even start to classify it until you get greater than 10%, right? Which is a correction. And then when you get greater than a 20% pullback peak to trough, we start talking about, you know, a bear market, right?
Yes.
So this is what I think we need to think a little bit about. Now, I would say, however, that the volatility, perhaps the speed at which we experience the volatility, maybe has picked up, right? So we had some very sharp corrections in very short period of time. People, of course, suffer the downs. They don't really suffer volatility on the upside. But we had, even when we had down days, there was often a lot of travel, like big 1,000-point swings.
Yeah, I was saying that the Dow intraday, we were doing, what was it, 850 or 950 this week alone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a big swing. So, and that I understand, and I want to be cognizant of saying this, is that I get that creates fear for sure, right? And then the absence of information about what's causing it or the uncertainty of what the future could hold, it immediately takes people to kind of whatever their worst case scenario is. And for many people, that was 2008, right?
Yeah.
Is this a repeat? Hence your question is, hey, Dave, is this a repeat? Andrew, is this a repeat of 2008 all over again? Should we be going to cash right now?
That's right.
Right? And so it was was interesting.
And the only thing I can say to that is the same thing. And I there is nowhere near, in my view, and I don't think in yours either, that we're in what I call a buy canned goods moment. I don't think we're running into the soup kitchens, and I don't think anything is terrible, and I don't think the sky is falling by any means.
No, I think that's true. And I want you to stick around for the fourth segment today, because we're going to go through some of the data. I think I would like to share with our listening audience a little bit of the data that we shared with our clients in support of those comments, right? It's one thing for somebody to call and say, hey, don't worry about it. It's the long term. And, you know, you get that standard response from our industry. I'm not sure that's necessarily enough to be soothing, right? It's got to be backed up by something.
Well, I think you have to back it up. And I have to think you have to realize, you know what, this is a time where you have to really look at your strategy and your direction. And I know we keep hitting on this thing, but, you know, does it make sense? Have you, is your investment strategy different than it was before? And if it was, then okay. If you think things are different, you have to act differently.
Yeah. Yeah. Gut check time. And, you know, volatility always is a point of gut check, and make sure you're sleeping at night. If you're not, right.
But what ends up happening most times when we see these things, individual investors will walk out, they'll sell, they'll sit on the sidelines, wait for the market goes up. But by the time the market goes up, what happened?
Yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. Exactly. So fear can, this is behavioral finance stuff now, but fear can often motivate poor decision making, particularly from an investor perspective, exactly what you just said. And we want to make sure that people avoid doing that. Now, we're not saying don't change your portfolio if you're not sleeping at night. We're not saying don't make adjustments. We're not saying any of those things. What we're saying is that you don't want to be in a position where that volatility that we experienced in the month of October drives a poor decision that ultimately affects your long-term performance.
That's right, because that knee-jerk reaction can be quite painful when it comes to the longer-term performance of your portfolio.
That's right. Yeah, we got to be careful about the emotional decisions versus the rational decisions based on facts and data. As I said, I want to spend a bit of time in the fourth segment when we wrap all this up today in our show and talk about some of that data to arm people with the information they need to help them make proper investment decisions and weather the storm when we get these bouts of volatility, which I'm going to say to you again is normal. What we haven't experienced in the last little while is the normal volatility. I think it's here. It's probably back to stay.
I think the train has come back and it's sticking around.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Now, what do we got to talk about? What's our next segment coming up on? We should talk a little bit about what's coming up on the show. We gave you the headline at the top, but we're going to talk about orthodontics as a part of our health bucket. We've not yet done that, but we know there's a big trend around both medical and cosmetic issues with respect to with respect to health, how you feel, the retirement experience that you're having. But before we do that, let's remind everybody about our upcoming seminar.
Upcoming seminar, Profit Protect. Look at those four buckets we do: growth, income, health, and legacy. Mm-hmm. Coming up on Tuesday, November 20th at 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, Beer. Give us a call if you'd like to register, 966-8400. Once again, 966-8400 or morethanmoneyradio.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, please don't delay if you're interested. We'd love to see you there. But the seats have been filling up very quickly, and this month is no different. We look forward to seeing you there, and stick around after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about orthodontics. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.